Is escaping hell all that the gospel is good for? Welcome to LifeWords Day by Day. You know, many people think salvation is primarily about escaping hell. And while that is gloriously true, Paul reveals something even more personal. The gospel is about being brought back to God Himself. Romans 5 traces our condition in sobering language. We were weak, we were ungodly, we were sinners. And finally, Paul calls us what we naturally recoil from hearing. We were enemies of God. Left to ourselves, we were not spiritually neutral. Our hearts resisted His rule, preferred our own wisdom, and sought independence from the one who made us. Yet Jesus did more than satisfy divine justice. His death removed every obstacle separating us from the Father. God's righteous wrath against our sin was fully absorbed by Christ so that reconciliation could take place. We were not merely acquitted in heaven's courtroom, we were welcomed into heaven's family. And even now, the risen Christ continues His ministry on our behalf. He lives to intercede for His people. At this very moment, our acceptance before the Father does not rest upon yesterday's obedience or today's spiritual performance. It rests upon the living Savior who continually represents us before the throne. This means that your greatest assurance is not found by looking inward, but by looking upward. Your confidence rests in the one who died for you, rose for you, and even now lives for you. And that's why Christians rejoice. We are no longer standing outside the Father's house. Through Christ, we have been brought home. So are you living today like someone merely forgiven or like someone fully welcomed into the Father's family? Pray this prayer with me today. Lord Jesus, thank you for reconciling me to the Father and for continually interceding for me before His throne. Here's two peoples that you can pray for today. Grady and Denise Johnson and their family are missionaries in Mexico, and also the English LifeWord broadcast for the people of Canada and the United States.